Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eric Yelding. Batting second. The second baseman, Casey Kendale. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Caminiti. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Craig Biggio. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Javier Ortiz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Eric Anthony. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 0. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Yelding hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Yelding. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Yelding steals second. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kendale strikes out. One out. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Caminiti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yelding moves to third. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 0. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sasser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to second. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Anthony. Boston reaches second base with a double. McReynolds scores. Sasser moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Elster hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gooden strikes out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Biggio takes first base on ball 4. Javier Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Biggio. The throw from Sasser and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Javier Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. Biggio scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 2-1, Mets. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anthony strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffries for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sasser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yelding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yelding strikes out. 2 outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Kendall. The throw from Sasser and he is out, Elster applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Yelding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a pop-up towards short. Yelding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gooden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooden hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 0 for 1 in the game. Caminiti strikes out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stubbs. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Stubbs steals second. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Biggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stubbs scores. Biggio moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Javier Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Biggio. The throw from Sasser and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Javier Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gooden. Ortiz moves to second. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0 for 1 in the game. Anthony strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Yelding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 2 in the game. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caminiti fields it and throws to first for the out. Magadan moves to second. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry strikes out. Gedman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Strawberry out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullickson bunts in front of the plate. Sasser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Jeffries covering, for the double play. Two outs. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yelding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yelding hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yelding. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Yelding steals second. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ortiz. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sasser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a line drive into center field. Biggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. Elster hits a line drive towards third. Caminiti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson fires over to first and Stubbs drops the ball. That's an error on Stubbs. Boston moves to third. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Johnson reaches second base with a double. There goes Gooden trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caminiti is 0-for-2 in the game. Caminiti hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stubbs hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Biggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffries strikes out. 1 out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Magadan moves to third. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds is walked intentionally. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sasser strikes out. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yelding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Javier Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anthony is 0 for 2 in the game. Anthony strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Clancy now pitching. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 3 in the game. Elster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Mets. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gooden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gooden strikes out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Anthony. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Magadan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. Biggio throws the ball in to Gedman, who tags Johnson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Magadan moves to second. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 4 in the game. Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll pinch hits for Jim Clancy. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Poll takes first base on ball 4. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yelding is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yelding strikes out. 1 out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Poll moves to second. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 0 for 3 in the game. Caminiti strikes out. 2 outs. John Franco now pitching. Keith Miller now playing second base. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stubbs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Hundley pinch hits for Mackie Sasser. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Todd Hundley now catching. Mark Carrion now playing center field. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Biggio hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Biggio reaches second base with a double. Javier Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Elster. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anthony is 0-for-3 in the game. Anthony hits a ball on the ground towards second. Miller scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Biggio moves to third. Two outs. Carl Nichols pinch hits for Rich Gedman. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.